When Neil deGrasse Tyson opens his inbox each morning, he finds a universe of human curiosity. From teenagers questioning their cosmic significance to conspiracy theorists convinced the moon landing was staged, his correspondence spans the full spectrum of human thought. What makes these exchanges remarkable isn't just the science, it's how cosmic perspective illuminates our everyday struggles. A woman emerging from a 13-day coma asks if the universe is fundamentally hostile. A Marine grapples with losing his wife to cancer. A prison inmate questions whether life can have meaning without God. Through these letters, we discover that an astrophysicist perspective offers something rare. A space where curiosity trumps certainty, and even profound disagreements can be explored with mutual respect. In our age of fleeting digital communication, where complex thoughts are compressed into tweets and emotions reduced to emojis, Tyson's collection resurrects the endangered art of letter writing. These exchanges, spanning two decades, reveal connections rarely found in modern discourse. Each letter averages several pages, allowing nuanced exploration of complex topics impossible in shorter formats. What makes these exchanges particularly valuable is their authenticity. These aren't carefully crafted public statements, but genuine responses to real people grappling with profound questions. The correspondence reveals Tyson not just as a science communicator, but as a thoughtful listener who takes each question seriously, regardless of who asks it, spending hours crafting responses that balance scientific accuracy with emotional sensitivity. What does it mean to view life through an astrophysicist's lens? Throughout his letters, Tyson demonstrates how cosmic perspective transforms our understanding of everyday experiences. When addressing a former Marine grieving his wife's death from breast cancer, Tyson offers a perspective both scientific and compassionate. Considering all the parts of human physiology, we should be amazed it works at all. With the human genome capable of generating trillions of unique individuals, most people who could exist will never be born, making life itself a statistical miracle. The cosmic perspective appears in Tyson's firsthand account of witnessing the September 11 attacks from his nearby apartment. In Sunset on the World Trade Center, he finds meaning in astronomical observation. Sunset occurred 2 minutes later at the observation deck than at ground level. Though the towers have lost the sun forever, he takes comfort knowing the sun will rise again each day, as it has done a trillion times before. This perspective doesn't mean emotional detachment. When discussing mortality with someone facing terminal cancer, Tyson acknowledges we're all going to die, while noting that only a select few of us happen to know when. The cosmic perspective reminds us that our atoms will eventually return to the universe, not as a cold scientific fact, but as a profound connection to everything that exists. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. This principle guides Tyson when examining UFOs, psychic abilities, and other phenomena challenging scientific understanding. When confronted with reports like mysterious orange dashes around a star from decades ago, Tyson offers alternative explanations, such as optical effects or atmospheric phenomena. He emphasizes that eyewitness accounts, regardless of observer credentials, constitute the weakest form of scientific evidence, as memory distorts over time. Tyson categorizes UFO sightings into four types: observer delusion, inaccurate reporting, misidentification of natural phenomena, or genuinely unexplained events. He points out that claiming it must be aliens when faced with the unknown is an argument from ignorance, as many seemingly inexplicable phenomena throughout history were later explained through scientific advances. What's remarkable is how Tyson maintained skepticism without dismissing people's experiences. When a woman describes seeing a male version of herself, he suggests experiments she could conduct if it happens again, checking if it appears in mirrors, leaves fingerprints, or can be seen by others. Tyson's skepticism isn't about crushing wonder, but protecting it, preserving the integrity of genuine scientific discovery while acknowledging the limits of current understanding. Throughout his correspondence, Tyson navigates the complex intersection of science and religion with unusual nuance. Rather than taking a combative stance, he engages thoughtfully with believers while maintaining clear boundaries. When addressing whether evolution and belief in God can coexist, Tyson explains that evolution isn't something to believe in like religious concepts. Science follows evidence, making belief unnecessary for established theories. He distinguishes between religious faith, which relies on revelation and authority, and scientific understanding, based on observation and testing. Yet Tyson doesn't dismiss religion's value. When a Jewish mother seeks advice about her autistic son who rejects Hebrew school because he believes in science, not God, Tyson suggests emphasizing the cultural value of religious traditions, noting that rituals create powerful community bonds. On the question of meaning without God, Tyson offers a humanistic perspective. When an inmate asks how life could have meaning without religious belief, he suggests looking within rather than outside ourselves. Fulfillment can come from caring for others, raising children, and accomplishing challenging tasks. His personal goal is to leave the world better for my having lived in it, a purpose requiring no divine sanction. For Tyson, education means fostering curiosity rather than memorizing facts. When first grader Gabe asks about his research method, Tyson replies, "Read, read, read. Think, think, think. Read, read, read." This captures his belief that education requires active engagement with ideas. When a homeschooling mother struggles between religious teachings and science, Tyson emphasizes teaching children how to think rather than what to know. His approach gives children hands-on experiences, playing with magnets, enjoying spinning rides, instead of lecturing about scientific principles. Behind America's most recognizable astrophysicist lies a deeply human story. In a letter to his father after his death in 2016, Tyson thanks Cyril deGrasse Tyson for turning racial discrimination into motivation and for guidance on institutional politics that helped him establish the Department of Astrophysics at the American Museum of Natural History. His father taught him, "It's not good enough to be right, you also must be effective." His correspondence reveals surprising aspects of his character. When someone suggested scientists receive little respect because Time magazine omitted his doctor title, Tyson explained he prefers dropping titles to remove communication barriers, acknowledging ideas matter more than status. A 1982 calligraphy to his parents upon receiving his master's degree expresses gratitude for their support, from driving miles for telescope lenses to helping transport equipment. The universe's indifference to human dramas is liberating. Cosmic perspective frames our experiences with clarity without diminishing them. Understanding we're made of star stuff, atoms forged in stellar explosions billions of years ago, transforms scientific facts into profound guiding truths. This perspective offers freedom to see beyond immediate concerns, question dogma, and recognize our moment as both vanishingly small and infinitely precious. In our world fractured by tribalism and short-term thinking, this wider view reminds us we're all travelers on the same pale blue dot, united by cosmic curiosity and the courage to face reality as it is.